Mishnayis Mesechta Rosh Hashanah. The Perek Rishon, the first Mishnah, are Bo'o Rosh Hashanah Heim. There are four times during the year that is it is considered a Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, for different halachas, like we'll soon see. The Echod Ben Nisan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Lamlochim. It's called the beginning of the year for Melech, a Jewish king. That means if you appoint a Jewish king in Adar, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's called the beginning of a second year of reign. The Nafkamina Zohar and Hilchos Shtoros, that in the Shtar they used to write down the year of the king. So if he became king on Rosh Chodesh Adar, now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if you write a Shtar, you have to write down Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the beginning of his second year of reign. Ule Regalim, for Yom Tovim, the Gimel Regalim we have, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's called the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah. Like the Pasuk always says, Uvechag HaMatzos, Uvechag HaShuas, Uvechag HaSukkos, that the Chag HaPesach, that comes first. And the Nafka Mina, the difference is about the Loch of Loi Tacher, that the Pasuk says, Ki Sido Nerdo LaHashem Lekech Loi Sacha LeShalmoi. When you mechayiv yourself to bring a neder, a korban, to Hashem, you can't delay it. So the question, how many Yom Tovim, how long do you have to be over this lav? And the Seder starts from Chag HaPesach, and that's the Mishnah that says the Rosh Hashanah for a Golem is called Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Mishnah goes on, the Echod the Elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behemah. The first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah. And Rebbe Eleza, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, B'Echod B'Tishrei. They say the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah is on Echod B'Tishrei. Now, this halach of Maisa Behemah is, like the Pasuk says, V'chol Maisa Boka B'Tzona Sheyavo Tachat Hashevet, that if a person has 10 animals born to him that year, you have to bring them through the Shevet, and the 10th one is Kodesh, becomes a korban, a Maisa Behema. The halacha is you can't put together animals that were born last year with animals that were born this year. So when is it considered a new year that you can't put the two together? That's the smachlokes, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Elul or whether it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Then the Mishnah goes on, B'echod B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashonim. On our Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, that's called Rosh Hashanah Lashonim for the new year, V'la Shemitin V'la Yovlois, V'la Netiyah V'la Yerokos. Now, that the Mishnah said, the Echad B'Tishrei is called the Rosh Hashanah Lashonim, there are a lot of different shotim in the Gemara. One says it means that this is the beginning of the count of the year for the Goyish kings. Before we had for the Jewish king, we go Bosor Echod Ben Nisan, but by Malchai Akum, we go Bosor Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Some say it means for the Tkufa of Cham and Levono, and some say it goes on like our Rosh Hashanah, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was done as Kol Olam Kuloi, the Chol HaKoris, whatever happens to them. Now, the Shemitah means, when do we start counting Shemitah? That starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Huadin Yovlois, the 50th year, also starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Now, Linatiyah means, that's for the Lachov, Sholosh Shonim of Orlo. That means when you grow a tree, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. So when is it considered the year for a tree? It starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It means if you've started to grow a tree before Tishrei, now when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's called the first year is up, and now you're starting its second year. V'la Yerokos means for the Maisa you give for vegetables, that the locher is you can't take off Maisa from vegetables that were grown last year on vegetables that were grown this year. So when is it considered a new year? That's this Mishnah Echad B'Tishrei. And then the Mishnah says that B'Echad B'Shvat, and Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilun. It's called the beginning of the year for the trees, which means for the fruit that blossom on the tree. That the same thing, can't take off Maaser from last year's crop on this year's crop. So what's called the new year on the Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Kedivrei Beishamah, that's what Beishamah Shita. Beis Hillel Oimrim Bechamisha Osaboy. On the 15th day of Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah Elon. From then on, it's called the new year that you can't take off Maaser from 1 year, one crop for the next crop. The Mishnah Bay says, "Be'avor prokim ho'ilam nidun." 4 different times of the year, there's a nidun, there's a din, there's a judgment on the world. Ba'Pesach, on the Chag of Pesach, ala tfua. Hashem judges the world if they're worthy to have good tfua that year. because this is the time when the tefuah, the wheat, the grain, start to ripen. Ba'atzeres on Shavuos al Peres Ilun, Hashem gives a judgment whether there'll be fruit on this year, because that's the time when the fruits start to blossom. Rosh Hashanah kol boye ha'olam oivron lefanav kivnei moron. On Rosh Hashanah, the whole world goes in front of Hashem kivnei moron. Gemara says three pshatim on this. It means kivnei imra, like sheep. The way sheep, you count one after another. Now, each one separately has this judgment. Shenema, the pasuk says, ha'yotze yachadibom ha'meivin es kol maseim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu understands everybody and judges everybody separately. Uvechog en antzukis nidoinam alamayim. Hashem judges the world whether we'll have water or not that year. And usually at the time when we have the judgment, we do special mitzvahs with those things that in order we should have a good bracha. Like the Moshel on Pesach, it's a zman adin for the tefuah. That's why we have matzah then. We use the tefuah to do mitzvahs with it. And on Rosh Hashanah, on Atzeres, on Shavuos, that's the time we start to bring bikurim that comes from the fruits. Rosh Hashanah, we have the Yom Adin, we have the Shofar, to remind us of the judgment that Hashem does. And on Chag, on Sukkot, we have the special mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, Keneged, the Mayim that Hashem judges the world. Mishneh Gimel. Al Shisha Chodoshim Ashluchim Yetzim. 6 months of the year, the Shluchim, the messengers, go out. In other words, they used to have the Rosh Chodesh, the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, would say Mekudesh HaChodesh, and then they would send out messengers to tell all the other Jews in the Eretz Yisrael when exactly Rosh Chodesh is. So for 6 months they had to send out Shluchim. Al Nisan, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, Mefnei HaPesach, that the Klai Yisrael should know exactly when Tezvov is to make Yom Tov of Pesach. Alov, on Chodesh Av, Mefnei HaTainis, people should know when Tisha B'Av is. Al Elul, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Mefnei Rosh Hashanah. Used to send out the people should know exactly when it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. In other words, Elul was always 29 days, and they knew if they knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, they would know when Rosh Hashanah is. The 30th day from that would be Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei Mifnei Takona Samoadis. Now for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, they would also send out messengers to know exactly, clearly, when Yom Kippur should be and when Sukkot. Even though we just said if they know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, they would know by themselves when Rosh Hashanah is, but still people wanted to make 100% sure, not to have any doubts in their mind, maybe Beis Din pushed off Rosh Hashanah another day. So even though they were certain if they knew when Rosh Hashanah was, still it was kedai to send out shluchim after Rosh Hashanah to tell the people exactly when Rosh Hashanah was. Kislev Mifnei Chanukah. They sent out messengers when Rosh Chodesh Kislev was, that everybody should know that on Chof Hei B'Kislev starts Chanukah. The Alada Mifnei HaPurim, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, people should know exactly when Purim will come out. U'Kishoye Beis HaMikdash Chayim, when you used to have the Beis HaMikdash, Yoytze Ma'af Al Iyor Mifnei Pesach Kotin. Used to be Pesach Sheni then, in Iyor, so they would send out messengers to know exactly when Pesach Sheni comes out. Mishneh Dalet, Al Shnei Chodoshim, on 2 months of the year, Mechallelin Es HaShabbos. The Edim that see the new moon, they have a right to go to Beis Din, to tell Beis Din to make this day Rosh Chodesh, even if it means they have to be Mechallel Shabbos. Like the Moshe, let's say they saw the moon on Friday night, on Shabbos, and they live far away from Beis Din, they can't get there the next day. So they're allowed to ride the horse, they're allowed to be Mechallel Shabbos Al Manas to get to Beis Din to tell them exactly when they saw the new moon. So the Mishnah says, Al Nisan v'Al Tishrei. For Rosh Chodesh Nisan and for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Edom are allowed to be Mechal L'Shabbos. Shebohen ha-shluchim yoytzim l'Surya. Because in these 2 months, the shluchim, the messengers, don't only go out to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but even go out of Eretz Yisrael to Surya and to Bavel. Ubohen mesaklin esamuadis. And these 2 months are very important to know exactly when we make the Yom Tovim. Like the Moshe for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we make a Pesach. And for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, from that we make Yom Kippur, from that we make Tzukis. So these are two important months that you can even be Mechal Shabbos. Now, Kishahoye Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when we used to have the Beis HaMikdash, Mechalalin Af HaKulon. For any one of the 12 months, the Edom have a right to be Mechal Shabbos, if that's the only way they can get to Beis Din. Mifnei Takonas HaKorvin. Because on every Rosh Chodesh used to be a special Musaf, Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So we have to know exactly when to bring the Korban Musaf, so you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin to tell them exactly when that you saw the new moon. And the Gemara Darshan is this from Sukkim. The Pasuk says, Eilu Mayadi Hashem, Mikruai Kodesh, Asher Tikru Oysam B'Mayadam, which means even if to be Mechal Shabbos, you have a right to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. The Mishnah says, Bein Sheniru Ba'alil, whether the Edim saw the new moon, it was clear. In other words, it was a clear night. So really, like we'll soon see, they could still be Mechal Shabbos. Even though there's a svara to say that since it's so clear, why should they go be Mechal Shabbos? Most probably Edim that are closer than them to Bezdin also saw the new moon. So maybe they don't have to go to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Chiddush says, no, still they go. Bein Shaloi Niru Ba'alil, whether when they saw the moon, it was not so clear. So then it's the biggest svara they should go be Mechal Shabbos, because maybe nobody else saw the new moon. But in both these cases, it's Mechal in all of us a Shabbos. They have a right to go to Bezdin, even if it means they have to be Mechal Shabbos to get there. Rabbi Yosi Yoimeno, in Niru Ba'alil, if you see the moon when it's clear outside, so most probably people saw it that are closer than you to Bezdin, so there's no real purpose for you to go to Bezdin to be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds, Ein Mechalin all of us a Shabbos. You don't have a heter to be Mechal Shabbos to go to Bezdin. Mishnah Vav says, Maise, it once happened the case, She'ovru Yoiser Me'aboyim Zug, that there were 40 pairs of Edim that came, like they were Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin to tell them they saw the new moon. The Ikvon Rabbi Akiva Balut, when Rabbi Akiva saw all these Edim, like be Mechal Shabbos to go to the Bezdin Agod L'Nushlaim, he stopped them, and I told him, stay here in Lud, don't go further, because Bezdin doesn't need you. Bezdin already knows that the new moon came out. Sholach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent it back to Rabbi Akiva and said, no, in Ma'akev Atar Eserabim, if you're going to stop these Edim from going up to Yerushalayim, to the Bezdin HaGadol, is Nimtzeiso Machshilin Losad Lavoi. It's going to come out that next year these Edim won't come, or next month. And they're going to figure, if you stopped us this month, there's no purpose for us to be Mechal Shabbos. And you can never tell, maybe it'll happen 1 month, that these will be the only Edim that saw the new moon last night. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, we never stop the Edim. No matter how many they are coming, we let them all go to Yerushalayim to tell the Bezdin HaGadol that they saw the new moon. In Mishnah Zayin, Av u'benoi sheroes ha'chodesh, a father and a son, if they both saw the new moon last night, is yelchu, they should both go to the Bezdin HaGadol to tell them that they saw the new moon. Now the Mishnah says, loy shem etzdorfim zeh mzeh, not that they're both allowed to say edus together, because they're kroivim, they're relatives, and relatives are possible to say edus. Ela only, shim yipostel echad mehem, is yitzorof hasheni yimacher. Let's say Bezdin finds that one of them, either the father or the son, is a possible aid. So one is no good, but at least the other one will be a good aid to be mitzorof to add to another aid that's there already. Therefore, there's a purpose for both of them to go. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, ovu b'noi v'chol ha'kroivim k'sherim li'edus ha'chodesh. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, for this Edus to come to Bezdin to say you saw the new moon last night, even though it's an Edus midiraisa, he holds here to Xeras Akosiv that even Kroivim on Yemen. And the Gemara Dashans of the Pesuk says, Vayomer Hashem Amoshe V'Yelaron Leimer Achodesh Azeh Lochem. So Rabbi Shimon Dashans, Edus Zu, Shel Achodesh K'sher Hibochem, that this type of an Edus to say that you saw the new moon is kosher even with Kroivim. Now, Omar Rabbi Yosef says like this, that Maise b'toiviyah ha'roifah. It happened a story once with the doctor Toiviyah. Sheroya sachodish b'yushalayim, that when he saw the new moon once, is he came to say this, hu u'benoi v'avdei meshukhro. He came, him and his son, and his eved Kenani that he freed. Now, all three came to say this. So Rabbi Yosef says the Maise was like this, v'kiblu ha'kahanim oisev yes b'noi. The Chacham, the Kohanim there, Mashma, they held, like Rabbi Shimon, that Kroivim, a father and a son, is kosher to say this. But to Poslo Esavdoi, but the Eved Meshuchar, him they did not accept. In other words, since an Eved has no Yichus, they held that without Yichus, you're possible to say this. But Ukeshebo Lefnei Bezdin, when they came in front of the Bezdin HaGadol, it was the opposite. Like they held that like Chachamim, the Tanakam we had before, that Kiblu Oisev Yes Avdo Yu Poslo Yes Benoi, that a father and a son is possible to say Edis, even for the Edis of Chodesh. since they're Krovim the Apostle, like the Tanakama, just Kibbul Esav Yisavdoi, they held that an Eved, when he's Meshuchar, he's like a regular Yisrael now, even though he doesn't have Yichus, that's no Psul for Edis. So they're Makabal, the Reifa, and his Eved, Meshuchar, to say Edis for the Kiddush HaKadosh. The Mishneh Ches, Eilu Hein HaPsulim. These are the people that are Apostle to say Edis. HaMesachek B'Kuvya. Somebody that gambles, like play cards. So there are different reasons why. Some learn it means somebody that's his whole business is that he gambles. He's only Isaac in Masachet Bekuvia. So there's a psul fi she'eno Isaac b'yeshuv b'shalolim. He's not doing any gain for the world. So such a person, we're afraid he's going to lie. Other people learn it's a question of a gazlu midrabonin. It's a question of yod esmachta lekanya. So you're a psul midrabonin. Or malave beridis. People that lend money with interest, they're also over in Isser, even though sometimes only Yosem the Rabbonin, Ribbit the Rabbonin, also Apostle Paredes. Or Mafriche Yoinim, people that fly like pigeons, also they gamble with the pigeons. Same thing, the Apostle, because either Ein Oisek Yishuv Shalaylam, or else it's Gezem the Rabbonin, the Seichere Shvius, or else people that do business with the fruits that grow on Shvius and Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, that it's an issa to do schar, to do business with them, the yavodim, whereas an eved kenani is possible to say edus. Now zeh haklal, this is the general rule, kol edus sheino ishek sherilo. Any time, like an edus midiraisa, an isha is possible to say edus. The Torah says, v'yomdu shnei ha'noshim, and we darshin men and not ladies. So any time that a lady is possible to say edus, all these psulim are also possible to say edus. Is afhein enem ksherim lo. These psulim of Masachek, Bekuvia, Malve, Beribis are also possible to say Edis. What it comes out though, there are certain times when the Rabbonin believed in Isha to say Edis, then even these psulim, since they're only possible with the Rabbonin, these psulim are also kosher to say Edis. The Mishneh Tes, Mishiroa Sachedish. There's a person that saw the new moon last night, V'yeni Yochel Halach, and he can't walk by himself, or we'll see he can't walk by his feet, to go to Bezdin. So the Chiddush is, Moilich Noisei Alachamor, or we are allowed to put him on top of the donkey, and like ride him there, even though it's Shabbos, like we had before, he could be Mechalo Shabbos for this Edus of Kiddush HaChiddush. Afilu Bamita, even if it means we have to put him on a stretcher and carry him there, we're allowed to do this. V'yim Tzoydu Lehem, let's say they're afraid of people, the bandits, they're afraid they'll be ambushed on the road, is Loichen V'yoda Maklois. They're allowed to take with them weapons to protect themselves. They could take sticks to protect themselves. Even though it's on Shabbos, that we had before, you could be Mechal Shabbos for this Eidus. Let's say it's a far away journey. Is Leichen Biyod the Mezoinus. They're allowed to carry with them on the way food for the road. Shamahalach Laila Biyoy Mechal Necha Shabbos. For the way, for the traveling of one night and one day, in other words, if they'll get there still on Shabbos, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to get there on Shabbos. The Yaitzim Liedes HaChodesh, the Edim are allowed to go out to say Edes HaChodesh on Shabbos. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Eila Moyada Yashem, Ashetikru Oysam B'Moyadam. B'Moyadam means in the special times. In other words, even on Shabbos also, we're allowed to go out to say this Edes, or to be Mekadesh the Chodesh.
Yeah, Perek Sheni, first Mishnah. If Bezdin does not recognize the Edim that come to tell them that they saw the new moon last night, is Meshalchin Acher Imer Lehaidoi. Bezdin sends to hear that they're trustworthy people. In other words, let's say two Edim come from another city, and the Bezdin in Yerushalayim do not know these Edim. So the Bezdin have to send that two Edim should come to them from that city to be made that these Edim are kosher. We could trust them. And now it explains why. Because for Rishoynah, you're mekablin edus hachodesh mikol adam. At the beginning, Bezdin Hagadol used to accept any people, any edim that came to tell them they saw the new moon, they would trust them. Mishekilkulo haminim. But when the minim, that means the tzedukim, the baisusim, people that didn't believe in Torah Shabbateh, made a kilkul, ruined it for Bezdin. They used to hire false edim to say they saw the new moon and really they didn't see it. Is his kino the rachachamim the bezdin made a takana shelo yiyu mekablin elam min hamakirin, that from now on we only accept edus for the edus hachodesh If we recognize, we know that we could trust them. And if we don't know who the Edom are, we have to send to hear from the people in that city that two Edom should come and tell Beis Din here that we could trust them. In Mishneh Beis, Barishoino Hoyo Masiyin Masuois. At the beginning, Beis Din, like used to the way they would tell the news to people that they made Rosh Chodesh, they would relay it like from one mountain to another mountain on top of the mountains. They would have like a fire, a torch. And they would light the torch on this mountain, and people will be up on the next mountain, and they light a torch there. And that's where they would relay the news to say that Beis Din was Mekadesh Chodesh. And the Tekona was, the Gemara says, that when they made a Chodesh, a Chosar, when they made the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh, that's when they made the Masoyas. But if the Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st day, then they did not make any torches that month, so they automatically knew that it was a Chodesh Moly. But Mishekilkulo HaKusim, again, when the Kusim made troubles, and they used to make fire even on the wrong day, it says, Kino Shiyushluchim Yetzim. Beis Din made a Takarna. The only thing we could do now is to send out messengers from Beis Din itself, saying, telling the people exactly when they made the Rosh Chodesh. Now, Mishneh Gimel, Ketzad Hoyu Masiyin Masuois, how did they make these torches on top of the mountains? Is Mevi'in Kul Kunsois Shel Eres Aruchin. He used to bring long sticks of wood, of cedar wood. It was very strong wood that wouldn't burn so fast. It would take a long time. The Konim, and they had reeds, the Atzei Shemen, and small twigs of wood that used to give off oil. Like if you break the wood, oil will come out. In other words, these are very good things to burn. When the Oirois Shel Pishton, used to have leftover pieces of flax. Pieces of flax also. The Kerech B'Meshicha. And they would tie this all around with a string on the top of this big Erez stick. And that's how they had the torch. The Oidol Rosh Hor. Then they would go up to the top of the mountain. U'matis Ben Esor. And they would light the torch. U'moylech U'mevi. U'male U'moyrit. They used to wave it back and forth and up and down. Until they saw by the next mountain, his friend was also doing the same thing. The second mountain, when they started to do it, then the first one stopped, and the second one did it until the third mountain saw him, and he started to do it. And that's the way they used to relay the news, telling people they made Rosh Chodesh. And the reason why they used to shake it up and down and across, is like that was the simin that these are special torches to tell people that it was Rosh Chodesh. The Mishneh Dalid, Umeyein Hoyu Masiyin Masoyis, like from which mountains did they used to light the torch? Mehar HaMishcha, they started out on Har HaMishcha, which is Har HaZeisim, right outside the Beis HaMikdash. LeSartavo, it was seen until Sartavo. UmeSartavo LeGroifino, UmeGroifino LeChavron. Ume Chavron lebeis Bilton. Ume Beis Bilton lezozim shom. When it reached the mountain of Beis Bilton, then they didn't have to put any more mountains. El or rather, Moilech umevi, they would shake it back and forth. Umalo moir it up and down. Achehoyeroye kol ha-goyla. Until the whole goyla will soon see that means Pompadisa. Or else Bnei Bovol, they used to see it lefon of Kimadura Seish. It used to look like a torch, like a fire in front of them. And the Gemara explains what it means to say is when the people in Pumbedisa or in Bava used to see it, every person like would go on top of his own roof and make his own torch and used to look like there's a big fire in Pumbedisa or in Bava. The Mishneh Hei, Chotzer Gedoylo Hoysa B'Yerushalayim. He used to have a big courtyard in Yerushalayim, Ubeis Yazek Hoysa Nikreis. It was called the Beis Yazek. The Gemara says because it had a geder, a wall of stone around it. Ulisham kol Edim Mishantin. All the Edim that came to tell Beis Din that they saw the new moon would gather together there. Ubeis Din Boitkinoisam Shom. And Beis Din would check out the Edim, like we'll soon see the next Mishnah, to make sure they're telling the truth. Usudais Gedolos Oisim Lehem. They used to make big parties, big meals for them. Bishvil Shiyu Regilim Lavoi. That they should like to come to say Edis, that they should be used to it the next month, they should come again. For Rishon at the beginning, lo hayu zozin mishom kol hayom. In case these Edim came on Shabbos and they came chutz l'tchum, so lechatchilu d'alochri is if you go outside of your tchum of your city, you go more than 2,000 amos outside of the city limit, Halacha is then you're not allowed to move more than Dalad Amos. So at the beginning they were noyig as if they went out of their tchum and they came into this new Yush, they came to this new Chatzah Gedolah in Yerushalayim. So after they said the Raiders, at the beginning the Psak Halacha was they can't move from this Chatzah. They asked to stay like in these Dalad Amos, the Hoshamas. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin made a takona, no, that's not the Halacha. She Yomahalchin Alpayim Amalach Haruach. He gave them the halacha as if they live in this city, and they have a right to walk around the whole city, and even 2,000 namas outside this city, they're also allowed to walk. In other words, he gave them a din like Anshei Oisayir. And we'll soon see why. V'loy Elu Bulvad, not only this case when Edim came out of their tchum because of the purpose of saying Edis, Ela Af HaChachoma. But even a nurse, Habol Yalit, if she went out of a tchum on Shabbos to help somebody give birth, or else if there was a fire in your town and you had to run away, or else there was an army coming into your town and you had to run away, or else the river was overflowing, or else something else, the walls were falling down. The kid says, since you ran away because of a sakonis nefashis, that you had a right to leave your city to go someplace else, is elu kantrei ir. The kid says, whenever you have a right to leave your city, even though you go chutz l'tchum, when you come into a new city, the Rabbanan gave you a loch as if you're living in this city. And they have the right to walk outside that city up until 2,000 amos. We don't say it as if you went out of your tchum, that then it's a knas, you can't walk more than dalad amos. But rather, since you went out of your tchum, b'rishus, the Rabbanan gave you a loch as if you live now in this city, and you have alpayim amos all around this city. The Mishnah of Ketzad Aboidkin Eso Edim. How did Bezdin check out the Edim to make sure they're not lying? Izug Shebor Rishon, the first pair of Edim that came, Boidkin Eso Rishon. They would check them out first. Umachnisen Es HaGodol Shebehen. Out of these first two Edim, they would take the bigger one. In other words, they checked each Ed separately. So they took the bigger one first. V'yomim Loi, and they said to him, Emor Ketzad Rises Lavona. Tell us, how did you see the new moon last night? Lefnei hachama or liachra hachama? Did you see the moon in front of the sun, or was it in back of the sun? And the Gemara explains what it really meant to say is, like the curve of the moon, the inside of the curve, was that facing towards the sun, or was the outer curve facing towards the sun? And really we know that the outer side of the moon, like when it's, let's say, in a banana shape, the outer side, the one that's facing like out, that faces the sun. The inside does not face the sun. So we used to ask him. Then we asked him, Litzvona Lidrema, was it on the north side of the sun or the south side of the sun? Kama Hoya Goiva, how tall exactly, how high do you think the sun, the moon was? Olayin Hoya Noita, which way was it turning towards? Again, it means the Tzarah Pugum. The inside, the part that's missing, which side was it turning to? The Kamahoya Rochum, how wide was it? See, Momer, if the aide answered back, Lifnei HaChama, that the Pegima, the inside was in front of the moon, in front of the sun, Loyomaklum, he did not see anything. Because that much we know for sure, that the inside, the Pegam of the Levana, never faces the sun. It's only the outside of the moon that faces the sun. And the moon gets its light from the sun. So there used to be Bredik to make sure that one, and then the second one, to make sure they're both telling the truth. Then they would take the second one in, and check him out. If both were saying the exact same way, in other words, they weren't lying, then we believe the Yedus, and Beth has Kosher Edim now to make a Resh Redish. What about all the rest of the pair of Edim that came? They used to ask them a few questions, the main questions. Not that we really had to check out those Edim, because there's no purpose now. We have now the first pair of Edim, that's enough. So why did we even ask them some questions? They should not go out feeling very bad. Because we want to make sure they'll come again. So like this, if they feel they came for nothing, they weren't needed, they didn't even ask us any questions, they'll go away feeling all bad, feeling like we wasted our time. So Bezdin doesn't want that to happen in order that they should be used to coming again, Therefore, we make as if we need them, and we ask them the main questions.
The Mishnah Zayin, Rosh Bezdin Omer, the head of the Bezdin used to say Mekudesh. As after the Bezdin was Mekabel the Yedim, now the Rosh, the head of the Bezdin, would say Mekudesh. The Cholom and everybody there, the whole, all the people, Oynim Achrov, Mekudesh Mekudesh. They would answer after him also to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. And the Gemara Dashim is from Sukkim, and it says B'davim Moshes Me'adi Hashem, B'dashim Sukkim, that the Rosh Bezdin has to say it, and the Cholom, the rest of the people, they also have to answer back Mekudesh Mekudesh. Now, Bein Shenira Bezmanoi, Bein Shlo Nira Bezmanoi, Mekadesh Enoisoi. Whether we're going to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, that means they saw the new moon the night of the 30th, Bein Shenira Shalei Bezmano, which means the first going to make the 31st day of Rosh Chodesh, still Mekadesh Enoisoi. There's a purpose for Bezdin, the Rosh Bezdin, to say Mekudesh.
Here again, Mishnah says again, Bein Shenira Bezmanoi, Bein Shlo Nira Bezmanoi, Mekachinoisoi. In other words, whether they're going to make the 30th day, Rosh Chodesh, then for sure we have to have the Rosh Bezdin to make Mekudesh, because we don't know a Rosh Chodesh can either come out on the 30th day, or else on the 31st day. So to make it on the 30th day is like a Chiddush, then for sure we have to have the Bezdin to say Mekudesh. But the Tanakam holds, even when Bezdin does not have Eidim to make the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, then automatically it becomes to be Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, still there's an Indian for Bezdin to say Mekudesh, and everybody answers back, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. However, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Oymer know that in Lenira Bezmanoi, if you did not see the Chodesh, the Levono, to be Mekadeshit for the 30th day, is a Mekadeshin Oysai. You don't have to say Mekudesh for the 31st day. Shekva Kitshuhu Shemayim, because it's a swore like Minash Shemayim, they are Mekadeshit, like automatically by itself, Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st day. And Allah is like a blows of Reb Tzadok. Mishneches. Demus Tzurois Levonois, his pictures or forms of the moon, is Hoyulel Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, he was the Nosi in the Sanhedrin in Yavne. It was after Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, and he used to be Mekabel the Edim to make a Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, he used to have special forms of pictures of the moon. The tavla, it was on a tavla, means on like a piece of wood, uvakoisol baliyosai, attached to his wall, baliyosai in his attic and his upstairs, shebohen mares es hadyotis v'yomer. With these pictures, he used to show the hadyotis, and those regular edim would come, and they wouldn't understand all the questions like we have to ask before. Like we asked them, did you see the moon this way in front of the sun and back of the sun? That he wouldn't understand the questions, he would have to show him a picture as if to say, did you see it this way or did you see it that way? Hakizeru Isa Oikozer, did you see it this way or that way? Now, Maise Shabo Shnayim V'Yomer, once happened two people, two Edom came to him, and they said, Re'inhu Shachris Bamizrach, the Arvis Bamarv, that in the morning we saw the Levona in the east side, the Arvis, and by evening we saw it in the west side. Is Omer Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri Ede Shekem Heim? Yechon ben Nuri said these are false Eidus. Why? Because it's impossible to see the same day the moon, the Levona, on the morning in the east and on the west by evening. It's impossible. So the Gemara says that Kishabo Yavna, when these Eidim came to the Bezdin Agodl in Yavna, is Kiblon Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel did accept him. Then the Gemara explains, Rabbi Gamliel explains what they meant to say was, that true, they saw it in the evening by the west side, but after they said they saw it on the east side, in the Shachris, they made a mistake. They did not really mean it. The Oyde Gemara in Mishnah says, Bo Shanayim V'yomru, two Eidim came in front of Rabbi Gamliel and said, Re'inu Bizmanoi, we saw the new Levona Bizmanoi, means the night going into the 30th day, or Baleli Buroi Lenira. But the next night, the night of the 30th day, going into the 31st day, they did not see the Levona. The Kiblon Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel accepted the Eidus. It's possible something like this could happen. Omer Rabbi Daisa ben Hurkanis, Eide Shekerhein, he said, no, they're false Eidus. Heich midin al isha sheyoloda, how could you say an Ishla gave birth, ulamocha kreisa ben shineho, and tomorrow she's still pregnant? How could you say that? Here also, how could you say you saw yesterday the new moon, and tonight, the next night, you don't see it. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Roya Nias Devarecha. That he's masking, he agrees that they should be called Eidei Sheker. And the pshat from Gamliel, they say, is that he knew Api Cheshbin, that Saka True, the Levona, was supposed to come out on the 30th. So therefore, he was Mekadesh the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh. However, they held out like that, that Eidei Sheker can be, that the moon was out last night and not tonight. Therefore, they were not Mekabul the Yedis. So now, Mishnah Teset says that Sholach LaRabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua, saying like this, Goizreini olecho shetovli etzli b'makelcho uv'moisecho b'yom ha-kipurim shechaliyos v'cheshbonoch. In other words, like in the Mishnah before, was the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, if he could believe such Eidim. When the Eidim said that they saw the new moon last night, but tonight they do not see it. According to Rabbi Gamliel, the first day, the 30th day, is Rosh Chodesh. Let's say this machlokes came out of Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah is on the 30th day. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that you did not leave the Eidim, so Rosh Hashanah first comes out on the 31st day of Elul. So it's going to be a difference, when does Yom Kippur come out? According to Rabbi Gamliel, the 10th day, Yom Kippur is not the same day on Rabbi Yeshua's Cheshbon. So Rabbi Gamliel, he was like the Rosh Bezdin, he made exeris if to prove that he's right, and he wanted Rabbi Yeshua, that according to you, Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Kippur comes out on one day, on that day, Rabbi Gamliel says it's not Yom Kippur, and therefore I want you to walk to me with your stick and with your money. So, Holach l'matzah Rabbi Kiva meitzar. So, Rabbi Kiva was walking, and he found Rabbi Yeshua to be very, feeling bad, meitzar, like he had problems. Is Omar loy. So he said to him, Yesh li lilmoid. You should learn like this. Shekol ma'ashasar Rabbi Gamliel osli. Whatever he tells you to do, you should listen to him. And Rabbi Kiva told him why. He said like this, Shinema, the pasuk says, Eile moyade Yashem mikroi kodesh, asher tikru oisom. That what the Bezdin is makadish the Rosh Chodesh. Bein bizmanon, bein shloi bizmanon. That whether it's the right day, whether it's not the right day, Bezdin has the right to be makadish the Chodesh. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Yeshua, I don't feel bad. Rabbi Gamliel, he was the head of the Bezdin. If he made that day Rosh Hashanah, so listen to him. And therefore, Yom Kippur is a day earlier than yours. So on your Yom Kippur, you're allowed to listen to do what Rabbi Gamliel wants you to do. So Mara says, Ein li moyedes, ein li moyadois ela elu. That we only have the Yom Tovim, what Bezdin tells us. So Mara Mishnah says, Bo lo yetzer Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkanis. So Rabbi Yeshua now went to visit Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkanis. Is Omalo, he said like this, In boyunanu lodun acha Bezdin shom Gamliel, tzrichanonu lodun acha kol Bezdin u Bezdin shomar mimois, that if we want to argue on the Bezdin, we'll have to argue on all the Bezdins that were there from the time of Moshe. Shenemar Apostle says, Vayal Moshe v'Yaron, Nodav Yaviyu v'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. So, V'lom Aloy Nisparshu Shemoysen Shalzkenim, why didn't explain to us the names of the Zekenim, and L'lam may come to teach us, Shekol Shloisho Shloisho Shomdu, Bezdin Yisrael, Hareyu Kebezdino Shemoshe. Whenever you have even three that become a Bezdin, they have the lacha like Bezdin Shel Moshe. In other words, we have to listen to the Bezdin. Now, since Rabbi Gamliel is the Rosh Bezdin, if he tells us when Rosh Hashanah, when Yom Kippur is, we have to listen to him. Therefore, the Mishnah says that's what happened, that Noto Makloi Umoisa Biyadoi. So Rabbi Yeshua took his stick and his money in his hands for Holach Liyavna Yitzar Rabbi Gamliel. V'yoyim Shechal Yom Kippurim Liyas B'cheshboinai. He went to visit Rabbi Gamliel on the day that according to his cheshbon should have been Yom Kippur. Is Omar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel stood up on the Shokai Arosha and kissed him on his head. Omar Lo, he said to him, Boyu v'sholom, come in peace. Rabbi v'talmidi. What does that mean? Rabbi means the chokhmah. You're great in chokhmah. V'talmidi, you're my talmud, shekibal to esdavorei. That you're makabu, you accepted what I told you to do. In the Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, Ruhu Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. If the Bezdin saw the new Levona, and the whole Klai Yisrael saw it, is Nechru Eidim, let's say they had Chakiris Eidim, they checked out the Eidim, but Lehispiku Leimim Mekudish, they did not have enough time to say Mekudish HaChodesh, Ad Shech HaShecha, until it became evening already, Alachriz HaRezem Uber, it's called Rosh Chodesh is the next day. Even though we know that the moon was here the night before, the night of the 30th, but since on the 30th day, Bezdin did not say Mekudish Mekudish, it's not called Rosh Chodesh until the 31st day. What's going to be if Ruuhu Bezdin Bulvad? Bezdin themselves saw the new moon last night. Is Allah risen the next morning, Yamdu Shnayim, let two of them get up and be Eidim V'yidu V'fnayim. And they'll say Eidus in front of the rest of the Bezdin. The Yerm, when the Bezdin would say back, like Mekudish Mekudish, that's also a way to be in the Kaddish Ter Chodesh. What about Ruah Shloisha V'hein Bezdin? Let's say only three people saw the new moon last night, and these three also want to be the Bezdin. They are part of the Bezdin. So Locher is like this. We hold that Midiraisa Ein Eid Natsa Dayin. You can't be an Eid and be a Dayin at the same time. So therefore what you have to do is Yamdu Hashnayim. Let two of them stand up to be Eidim. You'll have to put another two people to become a Bezdin with that third person there. V'yidu b'fneim, and then the two Eidim will say in front of the other three people, V'yirmu mekudish mekudish, shein ha'yochid nemanai dayatzmai. Because you can't have just one person to be the Bezdin to say mekudish, even if he's a yochid mumche, for the Bezdin to make a kiddush ha'chodesh, you have to have three. So therefore we have to have two more people sitting down next to the one to make a Bezdin of three, and then they'll have this din of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah Beis. Kol HaShofrois Kesherim Chutz Mishel Pora. Any type of a shofar is kosher, excluding a one from a cow, who are there from an ox. Mivnei Shu Keren, because it's called a Keren, it's not called a shofar. Now Kol HaShofrois means either the regular shofar Shal Ayol, which is kofuf, which is bent over, or else a shofar shoyao, which is a straight one, poshut, still the kosher. Only shopora from a cow, that's possible. Omer Rabbi Yosef says, V'aloi kol ha-shofar is nikru keren. What's wrong if the shofar shopora is called a keren? All shofars is called keren. It's called a horn. Shenem, because the poshut says in Yeshua, v'im shoich v'keren ha-yevel. You see, it's called, the shofar is also called a keren. So if so, what's wrong with the shofar shopora? And the Gemara explains that the Chum's answers is true. All other shofars is called Karen also, but it's called the shofar. Mashenka and Shelpora, it's not called the shofar, it's only called the Karen horn. Therefore, it's possible for the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. So Mishnah Gimel. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yaal poshut. Now, Yaal is a wild goat, and his shofar is poshut, is straight. That's what this Tana of our Mishnah holds. We'll soon see later, the Mishnah later, Rabbi Yehuda holds not like this. But this Mishnah holds that the Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah is Shel Yoal. L'chatchila you should use one from the Yoal, and it should be straight. Or Piv Metzupa Zohov. And by its mouth, it should be plated with gold. And the Gemara explains that this is talking about by the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, and not that you plated it outside where you put your mouth into it, but rather, further up, it should be plated on the outside with gold. And there are two trumpets on the side of it. Shofar marich, when they blew the shofar, the mitzvahs of shofar, that they blew longer. And the trumpets were shorter. Because the mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah is to blow the shofar. So even though in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to have the two chatzoitzrois, the trumpets, but used to blow longer with the shofar than with the chatzoitzrois. Now Mishnah Dalid, the tainyos, when you used to have a tainyos tzibur, used to fast because they didn't have rain, it already came Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and the rain didn't come down, so Bezdin will go there, Sholosh tainyos shel tzibur, the Gemara in tainyos talks about it. So the Mishnah says, then when they used to blow the shofar, they used to use b'shel schorim from a male rim, kfufin, there the shofar was bent over. And the Gemara explains, because we want them to be kofaf roshay, like you're bending over your heart and your head to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pray that there should be rain. And outside was only coated with silver. And there they had the two trumpets in the middle of the shofars. Why? And shofar mekatzer, with the shofar on the tiny, they blew a shorter blow. And they blew longer with the trumpets. Because on the mitzvah of tainus, the daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there the ikka mitzvah was with the chatzoitzos. And real, there's a posting of Bamidbar that says, V'chisavoyu mechoma v'yartzechem ala tzara tzoreschem v'arayosem v'chatzoitzos. Whenever we have a tzara, something bad is happening to Klal Yisrael, we have to go daven and scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the chatzoitzos. in Mishnehei, Shove HaYovel or Rosh Hashanah. Hey, so on Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, they also used to blow the shofar. The Talmud Chacham holds has the same halach like Rosh Hashanah, Letki or Lebrochus, of blowing the shofar, that the shofar should be Shoyal Poshed, it should be from a wild goat, that the shofar is straight. Well, Abrochus used to have the brochus in the Davin Musaf on Yovel, on Yom Kippur of Yovel. They also said that the Malchus, Tzichrenus, and Shofars. Rabbi Yehudu Aim, Rabbi Yehudu Shittur is no, that Rosh Hashanah Taikim B'Shel Zchorim. On Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar should be from a Zohar, from a male rim. In other words, that the Shofar is bent over. Because he holds even in Rosh Hashanah, a person should be kof of Daita, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, like he's doing Tshuva. Uva Yovel, but on Yovel, on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, which Yovel is the Indian of Cheres, the going out free, Pishel Yelim. There they blew with a straight shofar, there it did not have to be bent over. And that's how a meaning like of Yehuda, that the shofar who used in Rosh Hashanah is usually Shel Zchorim, bent over. The Mishnah above. Shofar shenistak v'dibkoi. You have a shofar that cracked the length, v'dibkoi, you like glued it together again, is posel, still it's posel. Dibek shivrei shofroi, it's posel. Let's say the shofar cracked in half, the widthwise or in a few pieces, and you glued it back together again, also it's posel. What about the nikav? There was a hole in the shofar, the sosma, and you closed it up. You put another piece of shofar there and closed up the hole, even b'minoi. So it's like this. Imak if eshat kia posel. Rav Meparshim learned it means if before you clogged up this hole, because of the hole the voice did not come out, it was makiv the tkiyam, the lachar is posel, and even though you closed it up, it's called the curl is coming out because of the stima, and it's posel. The yimlav, if before you clogged up the hole, the voice still came out of the shofar, even though it wasn't that nice, but there was still a curl of the shofar, now that you clogged it up, still it's kosher, because we don't say the curl is coming from the stima. The Mishnah Zayin. Hatokeya l'teicha bor. Somebody blows the shofar into a ditch, or the teicha dus, another type of a ditch, or the teicha pitam, to a jar. So it depends like this. In kol shofar shama, if the person that hears the shofar hears the voice of the shofar itself, you are yotza. Some portion of Rishonim says, talking about b'shas hashman, when the yidim were afraid to blow the shofar outside, so they had a hide to blow the shofar. So if you blow the shofar inside the bor, inside the ditch, it's like this. If you're inside the ditch also that you hear the voice of the shofar, you're yotza. V'yimkel havora shoma lo yotza. If you only hear the echo from the shofar, then you're not yotza. In other words, if you're standing on top of the ditch and you hear the way the person is blowing the shofar inside the ditch, then you would not be yotza because you're only hearing the echo of the shofar. V'chein mi shoya over achure beis kinesis. The same thing as somebody's passing by in the back of the shul. Or else if your house was near the shul, and you hear the voice of the shofar itself, or else on Purim you hear them reading the Megillah, it depends. Here you are hearing the voice of the shofar and the voice of the Megillah. So therefore, in chivin liba yotza, if you have in mind that you want to be yotza, the mitzvah, you are yotza. V'imlat, if you don't have this in mind, lo yotza. Afa pi shezeh shama v'zeh shama, even though like two people are listening to the curl of the shofar, still that depends, the one person that has in mind to be yotza the mitzvah, he's yotza. The second one that does not have this in mind, he's not yotza. And the maskana, we have to have two dafimili. The one that's blowing the shofar has to have in mind to be yotza whoever listens to it, and the person that listens to it has to have in mind to be yotza the mitzvah. And in the Gemara, it's a machlokes that we hold by kol mitzvahs, tzriches kavon or ein tzriches kavon. If you learn you need kavon to be yotze all the mitzvahs, then the Mishnah is very good. But even if you hold you don't need kavon to be yotze all the mitzvahs, then the Gemara says that our Mishnah is talking about where you don't hear the exact voice of the Kriya, of the Megillah, or you don't hear exactly the curl of the shofar. So chiv liba means like you realize you hear the voice of the shofar, then you are yotze. In Mishnah Ches, the pasuk says, "V'hoya kasher yorim Moshe yodoi v'gova Yisrael." When Moshe picked up his hands and Klal Yisrael won the mechama against Amalek. So Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks, "V'chi yodav shel Moshe oiseis mechama?" Was it the hands of Moshe that made the war? Oiseis mechama lost the war, Eloimelov, the pasuk comes to teach us. Kol zaman shoy Yisrael mistaklim kal peimala. Kol zaman the Klai Yisrael was looking upwards. Umishabdim eslibim navin shabashamayim. And they made their hearts, they accepted upon themselves to do avodas Hashem. Hoyim mizgavrim, they were winning the war. Vim lav, when they did not look up to Hashem like in common evid to do avodas Hashem. Hoyim neflim, they would be falling down, they would lose the war. Kayotze b'dovra toimah, the same thing in another pasuk we say like this. The pasuk of Bamidbar says, Aseh lecho sorav, v'simoy se'al neis, made like a snake and put on top of a banner. For hoyim kol hanoshe, whoever was bit, v'ro oisei v'choy, if you look at that snake, and you'll live. For the Mishnah says, v'chi nochesh meimus hanochesh mechaya, is it the fact that you look at the nochesh, at the snake, that's going to kill you, or that's going to keep you alive? Elo, the pasuk means like this. Bizman she Yisrael mistaklan kal peimala, when Klai Yisrael looks upwards towards Hashem, umishabdim eslidun lavin shabashamayim, and they put the hearts to do avodas Hashem, hoyu misrapim, that would heal them. But lav, if they did not, hoyu nemaikim, they would become worse and die. Then the Mishnah says, cheresh shayta v'kotin. A cheresh is somebody that can't hear and can't talk. Shayta is like a fool who lost his das. V'kotin, a person is not by mitzvah yet, or not bas mitzvah. Is ein moitzian es harabim dechavosim. They cannot be moitzi the rabbim to blow the shayfa for the rabbim. And zahaklal, this is the general rule. Kol she'ena mechuyiv badover. If the person himself has blown the shayfa his pot, or is not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, ein oi moitzi es harabim dechavosim. They cannot blow the shayfa to be moitzi the rabbim. You have to be a bar chiyuva, and a kotin, a cher, a shayfa the kotin, is not a bar chiyuva. Therefore, they cannot blow the shayfa to be moitzi other people. The Perek Revi, first Mishnah, Yom Tov Sherosh Hashanah Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, the Loch Riz, Ba'amikdash Hayotokin. His man, they had the Beis Amikdash in the Beis Amikdash, they used to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Avulei B'Medina. The Medina Rashi says that means in Yerushalayim. In the rest of Yerushalayim, they did not blow the shofar on Shabbos, like we do B'Zman Azeh, because as a gzera, maybe you carry it outside, Dal Ramas B'Shus Rabin. Mashenkin in the Beis Hamikdash itself, we don't make these gezeres. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, we used to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. But Mishachor of Beis Hamikdash, after the Churban Abayis, Hiskin Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, Shiyotoykin b'chol mokim sheish by Bezdin. Yechonah ben Zakkai made a takono that they used to blow the shofar any place they had a Bezdin. Mashma, even a Bezdin Shochav Gimel, it did not have to be the Bezdin HaGodol. Omer Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer says no, that Lahiskin Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai Yela Biyavne Bovad. He only made the takana to blow the shofar even on Shabbos, only in Yavne. Yavne had the Maila, that's with the Sanhedrin Hagadolah, when it left Yerushalayim and went into Yavne. So B'mokim, the best Sanhedrin Hagadolah, that's where he could blow the shofar on Shabbos. Omru Loi, the Chum said back, no, that Echad Yavne v'Yechad Komokim Shesh by Bezdin. Lav Davki in Yavne, but any place that has the Bezdin, you could blow the shofar on Shabbos. The Mishnah Beis V'Oid Zois Hoysa Yerushalayim Yisera Yavne. Hey, Bizman, they had the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim when they used to blow the shofar on Shabbos there. It had a bigger halacha, was more than in Yavne. By which point, Shekol Ir Shehiroya, any city that you could see Yerushalayim from there, for Shema Saros, you could hear the way they blew the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash. Or else you were close by that you could walk there, is taken. You're also allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Over Yavne, Mashenken, after the Churban, when the Sanhedrin HaGadolah went to Yavne, they only blew the shofar on Shabbos in Bezdin by Yavne, but no place outside the Bezdin. Mishnah Gimel. Borishoino hoyahalulov nito ba'migda shiva. At the beginning, in the Beis Hamikdash, used to have the luluv all 7 days of Yom Tov, over Medina Yom Echad. And in the chutz from the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, he only took the luluv just 1 day. And this is the halacha of the Raisa, that only the pasuk says, "V'samachtam lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomin." It's only in the Beis Hamikdash that you have the chiyuv midi Raisa to take the luluv all 7 days. However, outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's only the chiyuv to take it on the first day. But Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, is Hiskin Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, Shielulov Nito Bemedina Shiva Zechel Hamikdash. Like we do now, that even outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside Yerushalayim also, we take the Lulav all 7 days on Sukkot. to be zecher the way they used to do it in the Beis Hamikdash. V'shiyah yoyim haneif kula yosa. Yoyim haneif, that's really shish yosa benisin. The locker is, you'll have to start eating the chodesh, the new wheat that's grown, after they brought the korban oimer on shish yosa benisin. So, Bezman had the Beis Hamikdash, as soon as they brought the korban oimer, you're allowed to eat the chodesh. But if you're going to make the korban after the korban abayis, the whole day of shish yosa benisin is still also to eat the chodesh until the next day. The Mishnah Dalet, Borishoyna hoyu mekablen edus hachodesh kol hayom. At the beginning, there used to be mekabel the edim to make Rosh Chodesh any part of the day, even at the end of the day, to make Rosh Hashanah. But Pamachas, once happened that Nishtoyo Edim Milovoi, the Edim came late in the day, Veniskalklu Halavim Bashir. In other words, it came that day they thought it was not Rosh Hashanah, and they brought the Korban Atomet Shoven Abayim, and the Levim sang the wrong Shir then. Because the Edim came after that to say that today was Rosh Hashanah, so they did not sing the Shir Shor Rosh Hashanah. Is his kinu therefore the Menet HaKonor Shlo Yiyu Mekablim Elo Adam Mincha? That will only be mekabel the edim to make today Rosh Hashanah up until mincha. But v'yimbo edim in a mincha l'mala, let's say the edim came to the bezdin after mincha, after the korban atomid on Rosh Hashanah, is noig v'noisayim kodesh. They were noig that day to be kodesh, because since they started it min asofik, they finished off that day. But l'mocha kodesh, the real Rosh Hashanah is first tomorrow. So this is really the reason why even in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because Bezman the Beis Hamikdash was also a time when they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, when the Eidim came to Bezdin after Mincha, that they still kept that day Min HaSofik and they finished off the day B'Kedusha, even though the real Rosh Hashanah was first the next day. Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, is Hiskin of Yechinim Betzaka, Shiyum Mekablim Eidus HaFedish Kalayim. They made the Takana back original, like originally, that you could accept the Eidim the whole day. Of course, there's no more shear, there's no more carbonus to make a kilkul. Omer Yishuv ben Korcha, that v'yoyid zoyis hiskun Rabbi Yechonah Metzaka. Rabbi Yechonah Metzaka made another takana. Sha'afibu rosh bezdim mechol makam. Even if the rosh bezdim went away, is not them koimoi, and he's usually the one to say kiddush achredish, shlo yi edim holkam elu lamakam avad. The edim that saw the new moon, they only have to go to the regular place where the bezdin is. And whoever's there at that time from the bezdin, they have a right to say mekudush achredish. Mishnah, say the brachas, how to say the brachas, oyna ovois o gvuras o kedushas Hashem. You say the first brachas, shmon esrei ovois, then gvuras, then you say kedushas Hashem. Talk about Rosh Hashanah, the kolol malchus imoim. The first bracha, you say malchus also. V'yena tekeya, you don't blow the shofar. Kedushas hayoim, for tekeya, then you say kedushas hayoim, and you do blow the shofar. Zichronis, you say zichronis for tekeya, and you blow the shofar. Shofaris, you say sukkim and shofaris, for tekeya, and you blow the shofar. V'yomer avoida, then you say ritzei like v'hoidor and moedim v'birchas kanyim. Divi Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. Oma lo Rabbi Kiva imeinu tekeya b'malchis l'malchis. If you don't blow the shofar when you say the psukim b'malchis, lomu maskim. Why do we say the psukim? Ela he says, and that's the way we do halacha. Omer avois u'gvuras kedushas Hashem. Then v'kolel malchis im kedushas hayoim esokeya. You say malchis in the bracha kedushas hayoim, and you blow the shofar also then. Zichronis, then you say the psukim of Zichronis for Sakei and you blow the shofar. Shofaris, then you say the psukim of Shofaris for Sakei and you blow the shofar. V'yemir avoidu, we say Ritzei v'ido and moedim u'bircha sakanim. Yemishin avod, ein perchsim yasor malchis. We don't say less than 10 psukim of malchis, miyasor Zichronis, miyasor shofaris. If yechon menuru yomer, imam ha'shalosh shalosh mikulam yot. If you say 3 psukim of all of them, it's enough. Ein maskirin zichron malchis for shofar shofronis. We don't say psukim about there, about pronius. Maschel b'Torah, we start off saying the first pasuk in the Torah, u'mashlem b'Novi, we end off what it says in the Novi. If yeis yonim, hishlem b'Torah, yotzef, the last pasuk we say is from the Torah, that's also good. Ho'ivel, if ne ha'teva b'yomtiv shir Rosh Hashanah, and the shlich tziba that goes to Davin Shachras and Rosh Hashanah, is ha'sheni maskiyah. In other words, by Shachras they don't blow the shofar. The second one, the one that Davin's Musif, by Musif they blow the shofar. V'shas ha'halal, Harisha makris halal. In other words, by other yom tovim, when we say halal, then the one that darvin shachris, the rishon, he's the one that says halal, not by musaf. You're not allowed to walk outside the tchum on Rosh Hashanah to get the shofar. If a bunch of stones fell on top of the shofar, you can't pull out the shofar. You can't climb up a tree to get the shofar. You can't ride on an animal. You can't swim in the water. You can't cut off a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, whether it's only Nisa Shavus or whether it's Nisa Biraisa, you can't do it. If you want to put water or wine inside the shofar, that's all right. We don't stop the children from blowing the shofar. That you're allowed to even work and teach the children how to blow the shofar. But if you hear the shofar from somebody who's just practicing, like he's not yotza. If you hear it from a person that's being masastic, also you're not yotza the mitzvah shofar. Say that kiyos is shalosh. We blow the shofar 3 times. Those for malchus, zechronos, and shofros. Shalosh, shalosh. Each time we blow it 3. In other words, a tkiya, true, and a tkiya. Now, shir tkiya, kishalosh truas. The length of a tkiya is like it takes for 3 truas. Shir trua, what's the shir of a trua? Kishalosh yabovis. Like 3 short sounds. Toka burishayin, if you blew the first one, a tkiya. O moshach b'shniya kishtayim. And the last second tkiya, you went twice as long. And biyodel achas. It only helps for 1 tkiya. It can't be the end of 1 set and not in the beginning for the next one. If you already daven Shemon Esrei and then you finally found the shofar, is Tekeya Maria with the Kaya Shalosh Pavim. You make a Tekeya true and Tekeya 3 times. Because that's the mitzvah Madiraisa to hear 9 kailas. Now, Kishem Shashir Tziba Chayiv, the Sakhla just have a Shir Tziba has to say Shemon Esrei, Kach Ku Yachav Yachat Chayiv. Everybody has to daven Shemon Esrei also. Have Shemon Gamulay Meno, Shir Tziba Moitzias Rad Medichabosim. The Shlech Tzibur, his Shemon Esrei, he could be mighty everybody. Everybody just has to listen, and he could be mighty everybody. But for my Sal, many gives that everybody doubted Shemon Esrei for themselves. All right, we'll stop here.